Today marks a milestone in India's marathon national election for a new lower house of parliament. One-fifth of the 543 seats will be decided. Nationally, the big fight is between the ruling Congress Party and the opposition BJP. But one of the most closely watched contests is in Delhi, where corruption and anti-incumbency are hot-button issues. And as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, the new AAP, or Common Man Party, could challenge both of the big players.
Delhi offered a breath of political fresh air across the country this winter when the Aam Aadmi, or Common Man Party, was thrust into power after their upset victory in elections for the local assembly. Mavericks who defined corruption as an impediment to the average Indian's dreams were a hit. But 49 days after taking office, the Common Man's administrators resigned to contest parliamentary seats, including the seven at play in Delhi. The move alienated many supporters, but the new party's appeal continues for the young generation, like these musicians who sing to get out the vote, and volunteers who seek a clean break with traditional parties. 21-year-old Gitanjali Agrawal says some representatives from Sonia Gandhi's corruption-tarnished Indian National Congress and its rival, the main opposition BJP, lack the education to serve.
I believe that they are experienced in politics, but they are experienced of the dirty politics. And because of Aam Aadmi Party, I have a dream in my eyes that after 10 years, when we'll move out of our houses, we'll not be scared.
The lack of security for women put Delhi at the epicenter of a global debate about violence against women last year, following the fatal gang rape of a 23-year-old student in Delhi in December 2012. The main opposition BJP has capitalized on the vulnerability many Delhiites feel. Take this radio ad.
Maine apni beti ko is umeed se padhaya.
With the daily news of robbery, rape, and kidnapping, we wonder if it was a mistake to send our daughter to the city, says the worried mother. The public will not forgive those who cannot guarantee security to our daughters, she intones. But author and analyst Anna Vitikod says for the first time, all political parties have felt compelled to highlight women's issues.
Irrespective of who wins the coming election, we need to make them feel that they can lose votes if they don't persist in being sensitive towards women's issues.
Here in the old city of Delhi, commerce is the glue for coexistence. At a time when religious tensions have been raised in the campaign, Hindu, Muslim, and Sikh traders work cheek by jowl, linked by time and custom in this unique melting pot. Eyeglass wholesaler Parvinder Singh Bagga says rising costs and stagnating earnings give him no other option but to try the BJP's Narendra Modi, the chief minister of the state of Gujarat, who has stormed onto the national stage promising to lift India out of its economic doldrums.
We are not fan of Modi. We want some change. We are taking chance that if BJP is coming, there may be some, he'll give us some alternative. We want some change.
Ashok Kumar stands behind the Common Man's Party and its mercurial leader Arvind Kejriwal, who he says walked off the job because the two main political parties sabotaged his anti-corruption efforts. Kumar focuses on the positive changes that came during the party's short tenure. My electricity bill used to be about $50, but during that short time, my bill came down to $10, he says. Kumar says he is distressed by the beating Kejriwal is taking on the campaign trail, literally. He has been attacked twice in the past week. Party spokeswoman Shalini Gupta says they appear orchestrated and blames political opponents.
I mean, we are up against the money, muscle, power of the established political parties who don't want the system to change for the benefit of the common peoples.
Voting continues Saturday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.